What did Julie do after she left school?
She had always wanted to be a nurse when she was in hospital, and nothing ever put her off it. So she stayed on to do her A-levels simply because she couldn't start nursing until she was 17. But she applied to the Manor Hospital. So it was the Sister Dora School of Nursing at the time, and got a place there. So she was, she must have been just 18 when she started her nurse's training at the Manor Hospital. She wanted to live at the nurse's quarters there, and I did encourage it because I did feel that maybe if that's what she wanted, that's what she should do. But they said because she lived within a short distance, it's probably about a couple of miles, there wasn't any accommodation. So she stayed at home, which was a bit of a relief, but nevertheless, I could see her point, particularly with her shifts. When she did long shifts, it meant that she'd got to get to the hospital at 7 o'clock in the morning, and she'd come home 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night. The hospital supplied her with a little alarm, but I still felt that a young girl shouldn't be out at that time. She got through her training, and immediately she'd finished that training, she went on a diabetes course to upgrade her training to specialise in diabetes, which she still does. She met her husband, they worked on the same ward, the elderly care ward. It was her final stint, and he was just, I think, about 6 months behind her. So they met there, and eventually they got married. And they moved away. They lived in Solihull to start with because they both got a job in Solihull. So they moved over there, and then they got married. And then now they've got a little boy.
Was there ever any doubt about whether she would cope with these long hours of nursing?
Her GP wasn't very encouraging. He said that the hours and the shift work wasn't a good idea with a diabetic. Dr. Harvey was very good, and in fact at the meetings that we used to go to, one of the other mothers, their daughter was a nurse and she was coping. So nothing was going to stop Julie anyway. She'd got to find out for herself. It did have problems, and it worried me probably more than it worried her, because I know when you're on a ward, you can't stop for a meal. There isn't, you know, you just don't have time. There isn't the staff to cover you. And somehow she got through it. Now, of course, with injections, with the pen, it would be so much easier. She isn't on the wards now. She's a research nurse, so she doesn't work on the wards. And she does say that she thinks if she went back on the wards, she would find it difficult. But I think she did manage to get through it by the skin of her teeth. I don't know.